Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you. Talk about your health and talk about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, we want to talk about it. Why? Because you matter. And it comes down to lifestyle. Every single day, the greatest gift you have in the power of your hand is the ability to choose. So what kind of choices are you making now, today? Because it doesn't matter what you made yesterday, it matters today. And our health is always forward moving. Yes, we're aging. Yes, we have to leave here at some point. But the question is, how well are you going to live? How well are you going to take care of the health that you've been given? Which is a gift, by the way. Regardless of what you've done with it, it doesn't matter, because you can have a brand new day today. We want to help you, really empower you and equip you to live a better life. And that's what it's all about. So on this show, if you want to call, talk about whatever it is, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you know, mood swings, depression, all this stuff, we can talk about it. If you've got a friend, a family member, a loved one that's dealing with it as well, we'll talk about it as well. Now, I know you probably go to your doctor fairly often, at least if you don't, we need to talk about that. But what about group appointments? So when you're visiting the doctor, there may be strength in numbers, they're saying. In recent years, a growing number of doctors have begun holding group appointments, seeing up to a dozen patients with similar medical concerns all at once. Advocates of this approach say that such visits allow doctors to treat more patients, spend more time with them, you know, even outside of the one-on-one, increase appointment availability time, and improve health outcomes. So some group appointments see as a way to ease the looming physician shortages. According to a study published in December, meeting countries' health care needs will require nearly 52,000 additional primary care physicians by 2025. More than 8,000 of that total will be needed for more than 27 million people newly insured under the Affordable Care Act. So with Obamacare, we're going to get a lot of previously uninsured people coming into the system. And interestingly enough, it's going to be interesting to see. Well, Edward Knopfinger, who developed the group visit model and consults with providers on their implementation with that approach, doctors can be more efficient and patients can have more time with their doctors. So it's almost like a little mini small group, which would actually be a good concept. Now, the privacy is one issue, obviously, people would be concerned about. But what do you think about it? What do you think? Do you think it would be a good idea? Why don't you let me know? Some of the most successful shared appointments, they say, bring together patients with the same chronic condition, such as diabetes or heart disease. For example, in a diabetes group visit, the doctor might ask everyone to remove their shoes so he can examine their feet for sores or signs of infection, among other things. A typical session lasts up to 2 hours, and in addition to answering questions and examining patients, the doctor often leads a discussion assisted by a nurse. They say insurance on these types of things typically covers a group appointment just as it would an individual appointment, so there's really no change in your copay amount. Insurers generally focus on the level of care provided rather than whether it's provided or how many people are in the room, Knopfinger says. Some patients say there are advantages to the group setting. Patients like the diversity of the issues discussed, and they like getting 2 hours with their doctor. There you go. It's a novel concept. Patients sign an agreement promising not to disclose what they discuss. us at the meeting. Although some patients are initially hesitant about the approach, doctors say their shyness generally evaporates quickly. And that's true. We tell people, you don't have to say anything, says Edward Shahady, who's the medical director of the Diabetes Master Clinical Program at Florida Academy of Family Physicians Foundation in Jacksonville. Shahady trains medical residents and physicians to conduct group visits with diabetes patients, but he gives them 10 minutes and they're talking about their sex lives. Gotta love it. So the group appointments may allow doctors to increase the number of patients they see and thereby boost their income. Many doctors are uncomfortable with the concept, experts say, because they're used to taking a more authoritative approach with patients rather than facilitating a discussion with them. I disagree. I think that, of course, I'm a speaker by nature, so that would be extremely comfortable for me to be in a group setting. And I think it gives the reason I love this the most, and I'm actually going to really look into this a little bit more, because it gives you a teachable moment with people. And I think that when you're in a group setting, much like a small group study or like speaking in a live event like I do, it's all about teaching at that point. Doctor means teacher. That's what we're called to do. And there you go. I mean, this just said it right here. This is what we're used to in medicine. It's that doctors don't want to do this, they say, because they're used to taking a more authoritative approach, meaning shut up, sit there, don't say anything, and just do what I tell you to do. Where in a group facilitating situation, you're forced to teach about a topic, get off your lazy rear end and stop being a dictator, and actually teach them something, and facilitate discussion, which increases learning. That's where this whole thing is headed. I'm telling you that right now. And, I mean, it's just, I like it. I like the model. And I think it may be forcing primary care docs to do it, but I think it's going to put us in a group setting model where people are going to learn. And we need people to be educated about their health. And you're not going to lose revenue. Physicians are not going to lose revenue if people become smarter. The internet is there. And Dr. Google is well educating everybody for free. And you're on there and they're learning about stuff and they're having millions of questions, which is why healthcare media has really taken off. And I mean, it's a platform that allows a doctor to stretch themselves, I believe, to become a teacher, to really push out a little bit more of themselves, maybe stretch themselves. Maybe they're introverted. Well, that's okay, but, you know, it's kind of like going beyond your comfort zone for others. And think about the impact you have. If you're a physician, you've got all this knowledge, and you go one-on-one with people, it's, you know, there's not a lot of teaching that goes on. Here, take this, and that's it. You get in a group setting, you've got to explain things out so everybody understands. And if one person's got, you know, a big neuropathy going on, and they have diabetes, and the other person doesn't, they don't even know what a neuropathy is, they can actually learn what it is from the person that has it. And it might motivate them to really stick to their medicine, to change their diet, to see how things bad can get. So there's a lot of teachable moments in this that I think can really improve people's health. Again, success in a group, whether it's weight loss or Alcoholics Anonymous, whatever, success in a group setting for whatever you're dealing with is like 75% greater than by yourself. So the group setting concept is actually a really good idea. So I like it a lot. Jake Padilla of Westminster, Colorado, another piece of this study, said that this is where things are headed, so we need to get used to it. I agree. That is where things are headed. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Back to the phones when we come back. More Health Coach Radio.
I now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's 888-283-7272. It can help you online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can also send me an email there. And don't forget, our wellness providers growing every single day. Go to mywellnessproviders.com if you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area. All right, let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, Dr. Ace, how you doing?
Oh, I'm living well, Darren. What's going on?
I'm calling for my daughter. She had a C-section a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And she was concerned about the scar tissue, and her doctor didn't really know what to do about it. So.
Well, now, she just had the C-section, or it happened a while ago? Okay. Pregnancy okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Everybody's good? Okay. What did you have, a little girl, a little boy?
A girl.
Well, that's exciting. Really? Really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So the scar tissue, is she worried about it long term, or what's her concern as far as the appearance of it?
Just the, because you can have complications from the scar tissue if you don't. Try to do something about it.
Well, what did the doctor tell her? Was he not too concerned about it?
He didn't really know what to do for the scar tissue.
Well, I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying. When you're saying complications, what are you concerned about? What is the what's the issue? This happens all the time, and there's not really they would have sewed her up and taken good care of her, and the body will heal. What's the main concern?
I've just heard that sometimes. I had a friend that had a whole bunch of surgeries on her belly, and she had a whole lot of problems with scar tissue.
How many surgeries did she have? For what reason?
Hers started with a C-section.
And then how many surgeries after that?
She had, it didn't heal properly, and then they had to go back in there, and she had a whole bunch of different surgery. I can't even remember how many she had.
A whole bunch like two, or a whole bunch like five?
Five, probably.
Okay, first of all, your daughter is what age?
She's 30.
Okay, so she's young. And so she had a C-section, no big deal. The techniques and procedures now, pretty amazing. And as far as the body not healing, or the uterus not healing properly, and it creating, issues for us, is she concerned about having a second pregnancy and it going bad or something like that?
No.
Or not being able to?
Scar tissue in general,
There's nothing to be worried about at all. I mean, first of all, when you with something like this, if she asked her OB about it and they said it was no big deal, it's probably why they said that there was no real answer. Because there's really not a lot of complications from the C-section unless they just completely botch it and the guy doesn't know what he's doing, which is very. The training for OB is pretty intense. So rare you're going to find something that someone that doesn't do a good job. So multiple surgeries in the same area, like five or six, like your friend had. Now that could lead down the path of some complications. But one C-section, no big deal. Sometimes it could lead to some hernias. Some people have had that later on because of some weaknesses down there, but it's pretty rare. And I don't think there's as much you should worry about. She's worried about the scarring of it and the appearance of it. I mean, vitamin E oil is always good. Coconut oil is always good. And the more, you know, like you said, it was a couple of weeks ago. So right now, if she really gets after it and begins to put things like that on the scar from an appearance standpoint, it'll help it heal. But the body's got a pretty good mechanism for healing in general, unless she's got, you know, another condition that would keep her body from doing that. So I wouldn't worry, based on your friend's surgery and all that, I wouldn't worry, or multiple surgeries, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Because it really, like I said, the incisions are so small now for it, and I mean, the C-sections that we did, my training, were pretty amazing. And so the deliveries were easy, and rarely did you see any kind of complication. So, and the healing process was amazing, too. If she has a really good diet, you know, plenty of omega-3 fats, healthy fats, about 25 to 30% of her diet in healthy fats, all of that would be is going to be helpful for the healing process. But the body will do its job. Unless she's eating, you know, fast food burgers and fries every day, and she'll do well. High amounts of vitamin D within the normal range levels of whatever they recommend, your omega-3 fats, and, you know, good multivitamin to make sure she's taking in everything she needs. Those are all pretty standard of what's recommended to make sure she's getting the right nutrition for the body to heal. But I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, you know, then again, if your doctor's not worried about it, for the most part, you shouldn't be. So, I know you're concerned because you're a friend, but I wouldn't even go there. It sounds like she had a pretty simple, clean C-section with a good pregnancy. So, you know, and she's young, so the body's going to heal pretty. At 30, the healing ability of the skin and the different systems from an incision like that are pretty good. So keep me posted on how things go. But congratulations on your new little grandbaby. I know you've got to be excited. That is a true gift. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give me a call right now or go online. Check us out on the web at healthcoachradio.com. Quote for the day comes from Elizabeth Warnock Fernier. It says, nobody has ever met at the airport when beginning a new adventure. It's just not done. So, very true. 888-283-7272. Now, remember this. The body can change, but only when you decide you want it to change. That's the key. So our choices, our lifestyle choices, matter. And the more I read, the more I study, the more I see about how lifestyle is everything, you've got to realize that the choice really lies in your hand. Don't put it all in genetics. Don't just say because grandma and grandpa had it, so you're going to have it. Don't just say because someone else dealt with a bunch of stuff, it means that you are. Remember, on the front end, the key is to know that you can live better and not dwell on the past, but focus on what's ahead. We'll be right back with more Health Talk Radio. Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. Get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, when you got an inflammatory condition of any kind, remember, it all starts in the digestive tract. Clearing that out is the key. It's a huge key. Depression in kids is a hot topic. It really is, because at the end of the day, when you deal with medications, and you're dealing with kids like that, and kids are going through tough times, whether it be stress at home, stress at school, and they're leaning toward medications, it really becomes disturbing. And it's one of the top... it's one of the top issues, I guess, you know, among kids. I just don't like it. I don't like the fact that so many kids are getting on antidepressants. And it's just become a challenge. But anyway, depression, they're saying now, of course, has been diagnosed in adults, but kids are really struggling with it. And there's new research now that indicates that those depressed children are more likely to be obese, smoke, and not engage in physical activity. All risk factors, really, for heart problems when they become adolescents. Well, in the new study at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and the University of Pittsburgh revealed that of those depressed in childhood, 22% were already obese by age 16. And a third of them really smoked cigarettes daily. So look at that. And, of course, the nicotine really does well when you're dealing with these sorts of things. I mean, it replaces some of those factors when you're looking at, I mean, as far as the addicted behavior, dopamine receptors, which can make you feel good. And it's like serotonin. It's those feel-good receptors. So they're saying now that it's especially troubling since adolescents who have cardiac risk factors are much more likely to develop heart disease as adults and even to have a shorter lifespan. According to a new study, first author Robert Carney, who's a professor of psychiatry at Washington University, said that, so in spite of the fact that most children studied were later treated successfully for their depression, the impact of the disease is likely to be felt later in life. Nowadays, roughly 2% of children between 6 and 12 years of age have depression. And that's pretty amazing, actually. Remarkably, it can be diagnosed in children as young as 2 or 3. Yet, even today, depression is probably underdiagnosed in children and is a diagnosis that was practically unheard of in kids before the 1980s. So that is interesting within itself. Really interesting. But so the case of Therese Burchard, whose depression during childhood went largely unnoticed. Author and blogger Burchard, 42, said she experienced suicidal thoughts beginning in the fourth grade. With my parents, there was just no understanding, she said. I think it's really important to understand that depression can really affect children. Part of the problem is that signs of depression in children may be mistaken as bad behavior, growing pains, or a phase that they'll outgrow. Well, just as adults, everyday stresses such as preparing for a test or peer pressure can trigger normal behavioral changes in a child. And sadness is a normal emotion that each person, including children, can experience, especially when they feel frustrated, said Ben Vitello, who's a physician at the chair of the Child and Adolescent Treatment and Preventative Intervention Research Branch with the National Institute of Mental Health. There's a big difference, he said, between a child that's just being moody or difficult and the one that's really suffering from depression, which is an illness and often requires treatment. Signs of depression, they say, pretty common, and to look for in a child are sadness that lasts most of the day and an irritable, angry mood that lasts most of the day. These signs are often accompanied by an inability to enjoy things that used to be fun, difficulty sleeping, changes in appetite, and feeling tired all the time for no medical reason. In children, particularly between ages of 9 and 12, behavior regression is quite common, which is acting younger than their age by whining or throwing temper tantrums. It's often an indication of depression. Certainly a family history of depression increases the risk, even in young children. So parents should factor in when evaluating possible signs of illness for their child. Even though really something like this, even though I have an aunt who took her life, it still wasn't enough to really alert the adults in her life, said Bouchard, but she didn't start receiving treatment for her depression that she dealt with until she was 18. So just to keep in mind that the emotions play a big role, and family dynamics play a role too. So with any illness, realizing something may be wrong with your child can be heartbreaking, and a lot of people will put it off. I mean, gosh, who wouldn't even think about that? But in treating the illness, obviously we want to treat the depression and understand what's causing it, number one, but also understand what can be done, number two. Now, just on my own side note for this, the antidepressants work. They do. They're a Band-Aid. They manage it. They don't fix it. And I don't know how many times you can really change the environment or completely get rid of that or alter it. But you definitely can begin to work on the environment around the child at some level. And then you can change the nutrition. So many kids are eating so much junk food today, sugar, processed flour, not getting any healthy fats to support healthy brain function and hormone function and neurotransmitter function. And so the brain chemistry gets all messed up. Then you got a bad environment. You got parents that are fighting, divorcing, drama at school. And it just breeds a ground for this type of behavior. And depending on how the child is wired, if they're wired to take on challenges or if they withdraw, it can get them either way. And it's really sad. And you see kids go through this. It really breaks my heart. So many things can be done nutritionally for depression. You've got to build up serotonin levels typically, and if you're working with your pediatrician, ask them about it. You know, some are trained in it, some are not. Some dietitians really know their stuff in this area, some don't. But if you dig around enough, you can find it. But there are so many things that you can do for depression, and we'll have some things on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com, and we can put some things up there for you. But it's interesting how this whole thing works, and it's only, unfortunately, getting to a tougher place, I think, for so many kids and for parents, too, to be able to figure out what's going on and what they can do to support their children and help them. That's the big key overall. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. But first, we're going to go to Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, hello, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I have a son, 16 years old. He's in relatively good health. He's kind of thin, but he's about 6 feet tall, very active, and he seems to have a lot of diarrhea, fairly consistent. He sometimes low energy, tired. He drinks a lot of water. Sometimes seems, I don't know if he knows exactly what heartburn is, but sometimes he thinks he's got heartburn. We took him to a gastro, and they went down through the throat and looked at his stomach, and that's where we were told he has an irritated stomach. What can I do?
An irritated stomach. Now, did it come out of nowhere?
Say it kind of crept up, and it seemed to be coming along, you know, and I tried some things along. I took the dairy away for a while, maybe not long enough, and I tried to go gluten-free for a while. He may have cheated on that. He loves bread. But, you know, and it just didn't seem to affect it. The doctor did give him some or the acid suppressors, and it seemed to help a little bit.
How's he sleeping? Sleeping good or not so good?
He sleeps pretty good. Maybe he sleeps real good.
Does he sleep too much?
You know, a lot of times he's, like I say, he's very active, and a lot of times he comes home after school, and he hits the bed fairly early.
Okay. His mood's pretty steady, or is he up and down?
Pretty steady. Pretty steady. He's never been real excitable or real down. Sometimes he's the one telling me I'm too negative and picking.
Come on, Dad.
Well, yeah. I'm afraid it's some truth there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So the thing is, it kind of comes and goes, and they went down, they scoped him, and they said everything looked pretty good. It's probably just an irritated stomach, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. His diet's fairly healthy. You went gluten-free for how long? When you say a little while, is that like a week or two?
No, probably 3 weeks, maybe pushing a month.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me go on this break. We'll come out. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because when you get into things like an irritated stomach, they don't give any diagnosis like irritable bowel or something like that. There can be some nutritional things that can be done to help. And I think that with this kind of situation where they scope him and everything's clear, there can be other factors. Now, dietary things are important, like, you know, removing gluten and dairy products for the most part. But if you've removed them and there's still a little bit of an issue, I would probably go a little bit further, and I'll talk about that when we come back. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. More healthy.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, talking about irritable, well, it's not really irritable bowel, but it's irritated stomach. But it falls in the same kind of lines, Keith, with what your son's dealing with. And I was talking to you about just, we've kind of gone the route of he's having chronic or persistent diarrhea, irritated stomach. They scoped him, and everything was clear. Doctor said everything's fine. Did they give him any medicine or want him to take anything outside of something like Prevacid for acid reflux? What did they go with?
That was it. It was just
anything else?
Medicine.
And that was it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you cut out things in his diet and he still deals with it, then does he get more of a sour stomach, or does it come and go, or is it constant?
You know, sometimes he says right after he starts eating that, you know, he feels like, well, this doesn't really feel that good. I have tried to get him to slow down, told him he needs to eat left-handed, so maybe it'll slow him down some. But he'll eat large quantities, and he'll eat it very fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would, if you're doing the gluten-free thing you did for 3 weeks, that's a good thing to do, hands down. But you might want to do it for a longer period of time. Usually it takes about 8 weeks to get gluten out of the system, 7.5 to be exact. So when you cut that out and do it for a period of time, typically that's where you'll gain the better results. So you might want to do that for a period of time and see kind of how his body responds. You know, he's pretty young, and so something else that might be good too is to look into, and you might want to talk to his doctor as well about it, but digestive enzymes are really helpful. Those can be really good. Also, apple cider vinegar can be great at kind of mimicking the same thing that some of those medications do, but it does a little bit of a different aspect of it. For example, when you take kind of a PPI or something that would reduce acid for like acid reflux, sometimes the body doesn't have enough acid anyway. And he's pretty young, so it's doubtful that would be it. But it's something you might want to look at for sure. So apple cider vinegar, look at some of the digestive enzymes. And in cutting gluten out for a longer period of time, I know it's tough because you can't like walk to school with him and monitor everything. But maybe if you explain to him that, you know, if he's miserable enough and it doesn't feel good, then it might be worth it for him kind of see exactly, you know, what the deal is. So if he's willing to stretch it out, you know, not eat pizza, or maybe get some gluten-free items at home to kind of take the edge off for him, it might be helpful. But that's kind of the route that I would go for a period of time, and then see how he responds. You let me know. You can always email me if you need to. Okay, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. And you know, so many people, I think, struggle with different issues. One is I think that weight loss being such a hot topic right now, I'm finding that people have a hard time exercising even more than ever. I mean, I have conversations with people all the time. They don't mind changing their diet. They don't mind eating apples instead of Pop-Tarts. They don't mind eating, you know, chicken and vegetables over burgers and fries. So they don't mind making changes. But when it comes to exercise, I guess a lot of folks are just, you know, it's cold outside. There's like 101 excuses why not to do it. And the body was designed to move. We've proven now in research that if you sit, whether you're driving a truck, sitting at a desk, whatever, if you sit more than 6 hours a day, you decrease your lifespan. That's enough to get your butt out and get moving regardless. So my encouragement to so many people is to make sure that you stay active and find something you like to do. I don't care what it is. If it's outside of gardening, just don't tell me that gardening is exercise. It's not. Gardening is not exercise. Get out and walk 20 minutes a day like you're late for a flight or you're late to work. That's the pace you want. Get on a mini trampoline and jump 5 to 20 minutes a day. Get on a bike and ride. Go to the gym and work out. Get in a pool and swim. Whatever it is, find something you enjoy doing and do it on a consistent basis. And you'll find that the cardiovascular increase that you get for your body is amazing. And you'll do well and your body will thrive. And your body can get good, healthy nutrients to the cells and can do it much better. I mean, there's so many benefits from exercise. We know that. But it's getting people to follow through. And that's really the key. So exercise being such a key piece of the overall equation from the day in to day out. And you know, a couple of days a week is fine, but gosh, consistency is the key. I would rather see you do 5 days a week at 10 minutes than to do 3 days a week at like 45 minutes. Just getting it in on a consistent basis, being consistent, is a key. And exercise, I can't tell you how important it is. So many studies are done on it now. We're seeing it more and more every single day, and we're seeing the value of it. So one of my favorite things to do outside, I work out a lot. I like going to the gym. But getting out, riding about, mountain biking is great. But just being active. And even going to, if you have to go to like the mall and go in and walk around the mall because of the weather where you live, then do it. But making that commitment, kind of that internal commitment, really makes a difference. And it will take you to the next level with your health all the way around. It'll give you the edge that so many people are looking for. People want to lose weight, but they don't want to do the work. They would rather take a pill and do the bypass than do the work. Not that the bypass isn't necessary in some cases, but I just hope that if you're ever considering that, you do the work first. That's a big key. It's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely leak-free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.